Blog Talk Radio.
People are always saying you'll never make it. Don't listen to them. You feel weak and you've lost all your courage? Guess what? It all ends right now. Be brave. Be bold. Welcome to Just Rita, a show that empowers women all over the world to be the best version of themselves. No matter where you come from, that will not dictate who you will be in life. Join your host, Rita Owen, right now and learn you can have it all because you know you are worthy of all those goodies in life and want to make your life shine. It's just in time. It's just for you. It's just that simple. It's just Rita. Now here is your host of the Just Rita Radio Show, Rita Owen.
I love this music. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, no matter where you are in the world. I want to welcome you in to the Just Rita Real Talk Live Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also at www.justritarealtalk.com. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am glowing. I know that I'm glowing. I have been through the ringer and back. I have been through so many things in the last few months that I can't even imagine. But as I look at my life and I look at what's been going on in self-development and my spiritual work and the wonderful people who are in my life, I cannot be happier in my life. The gratitude that I have, the happiness, the abundance, the vibration that I am radiating is just unbelievable. And so today, I figured I would just pop on and we will do a pop-up angel reading. And so as we're getting going, we already have a caller. So let's click on and say hello. You are on Just Rita Real Talk. And they say it's calling.
Happy Thursday. My name is Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Good, Tina from New Jersey. Thanks for chiming in. I love it. How are you today?
Thank you for the I am excellent. Thank you for the psychic party. You said we need to have some fun with all that's going on. This is so true. Let's let the psychic party begin.
100%. I agree with you, 100%. So let me draw out some cards for you. Let's see what they have to say. From Tina from New Jersey. My gosh, girl, you got a lot of energy. I love it. And you know what? You're a hardcore laughing person. Because I just want to burst out laughing for whatever reason, and it's like a belly laugh. Like, you have an awesome laugh, and I think that is amazing.
I wake up laughing.
I love it. I can hear it. I'm telling you. I'm ready to jump out of my own skin right now because I want to start laughing, and I have no idea why. But you are the Tiger Spirit Rising 100%. Do you understand that? When you get out of bed, you leap out of bed, and you are grateful for your day, and it doesn't matter what the hell you've been going through, you really see the wonderful things in life, and I'm so grateful for that. You have accepted yourself 100%. Do you understand that? You may pick at yourself sometimes, but you really do love who you are, and you absolutely should, because you are, you know, an angel. You're a child of God. You are also an inner queen. Do you understand that? So this you lift yourself up and you help lift other people up. You also really don't allow too many people to really take advantage of you because you have that presence inside of you of that inner queen. Do you understand that? You have so much love for yourself. You radiate it out and you are able to keep life in balance, which is absolutely amazing. You do have to pay attention to what you're eating. Sometimes you eat stuff that doesn't agree with you and it does give you some issues. But continue to get yourself outside and nourish your body the way you need to. But you also need to be around people as well. And sometimes with this, you know, COVID nonsense and people being segregated, it sucks. And when you're a people person, you need to be out and about as well with other people. that creates your harmony in everything that you're doing. When you're not around people a lot, it kind of brings you down a little bit. So you always have to re-pick yourself up. Paying attention to the signs that are around you. Do you understand? Conversations, songs, movies, commercials, whatever is grabbing your attention, those messages are for you. And start paying attention to what they are. You also are an excellent manifester. Do you understand that? So because you vibrate high, you're always in a really good mood, you are very grateful for all the things that you have in your life, you attract things to you very quickly. So whatever it is that you need, you attract. But remember, things that you don't like or things that bring you down, you have so much emotion that you can also draw that in a lot as well. Do you understand that? So you have to switch that thought process right away. Also, you always use your true voice. But sometimes you got to use that with a little finesse and a little bit of love. Do you understand? So sometimes you say what you need to say, but sometimes it's received better when you come from a place of love. Also, you do not have to clean up any karma afterwards. Do you understand? Sometimes when you get mad, you just let it all fly out without even thinking about it. And then when you're done with it, you're thinking about it later when you're by yourself and you're like, I wish I didn't say that, or there's some sort of regret going on. So for you, you want to always make sure that you are responding, not reacting, and you are coming from a place of love. Because when it's received from a place of love, that is not your responsibility. However, if they're taking it from you and you're throwing it at them like a slab of meat and it's not filled with love, you have karma to clean up there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also you've got magic all around you as well. So there's like, you have a really good life, believe it or not. And you may have a lot or you may not have much. I'm not sure exactly where you're at or you're just in the middle. But I'm telling you, your life is absolutely extraordinary because the way you see things in life, the way you are grateful for all that you have. It doesn't matter if you are in 2 years fashion from, you know, in fashion from 2 years ago, you wear it very well and you wear your lifestyle very well. Do you understand? So you have magic that is surrounding you in such a big way. Keep up the great work. Keep your vibration high. Keep laughing, laugh at yourself, wake up smiling, wake up energetic, be grateful, write things of gratitude every day that you're grateful for and why you're grateful for it. So that way it keeps drawing in more of the things that you desire. Do you have any questions for me, Tina, from New Jersey?
Yes, I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Todd.
Todd, you said?
Yes, Todd.
Okay, so again, you have got to pay attention to the signs with Todd. You also have to pay attention to how you're responding, how you're reacting, and how you're responding. When you guys are on, you're on 100%. But when your energy is low or you're upset about something, you guys are not. Do you understand that? So they want you to realize that the magic is inside of you. The relationship that you're in, it's a good relationship. But he follows your lead. Do you understand that? So you have got to be that loving inspiration that he fell in love with and keep moving forward. You got to get out of your own head. You got to quit thinking so much. You got to quit asking him questions that you know you don't want that answer to. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Quit asking the questions you don't want the answer to. You already know the answer. So quit asking them because you kind of set them up a little bit to fail because you're like, testing him to see if he's the one. So let me tell you, quit testing him. Love him for who he is. Let him respond the way he responds because he is a man and they respond differently. So what you say, you take in some and you discard the rest. Do you understand? Because he's not that great communicator and you are a communicator. So you have to take what he's saying and you have to take it from his heart, not from his mouth. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, well, do you see what he wants for us, where he wants it to go? Because you said I'm the communicator.
You're the communicator, but I'm reading you, sweetie. I'm reading you. I can't tap into his energy. That would be wrong.
Okay.
Okay? But I'm telling you, you've got the power. You've got the magic. So for you, You want to make sure that you are high vibrating, that you are responding instead of reacting. You are talking into the relationship that you want to see yourself in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You got to give him a break. But he does love you. You got to give him a break. He's got to realize he's talking from his heart, not from his mouth. The words come out different than what's inside of his heart.
Okay? Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome, Tina. You have a great evening.
How do we reach you outside of this for readings?
You can reach me at, I'm here on Facebook at Rita Owen, O-W-E-N, or you can get me at justritarealtalk.com.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. You have a wonderful day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. You are on Just Rita Real Talk. Who's calling, please?
Hey, this is Teresa. How are you?
Good, Teresa. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I am calling from New York City.
Oh, welcome, New York City.
Thank
All right, you. Let me throw you out some cards and let's see what's going on. Teresa from New York City. How do you spell your name, Teresa?
It's T-E-R-E-S-A.
Wow, I spell it with T-H. So my middle name is Teresa, but with a T-H.
Oh, okay, I see. All right.
All right, so your guardian angel is around you all the time. Do you understand that? You might feel like a presence around you all the time. That's your guardian angel. You are never alone. They're with you all the time, which is absolutely amazing. Amazing. She's talking to you. It's a female. I don't know if you have... Is your mom passed?
She's alive from what I understand, yeah.
Okay. So this could be like a grandmother then. It's a mother figure who's around you. And so she's with you all the time. She's never missed a thing. She's guiding you all the time. In fact, I think you have conversations with her quite a bit.
Yes, I have, yes.
She does. And she helps clear your energy. She is somebody who... I don't know if she was spiritual here in the world when she was here on earth, but she definitely clears your energy a lot. She helps you to get out of your own way. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an extraordinary person, but sometimes you get in your own way. Sometimes you get wrapped up in the things that are going on around you, and then you start to take things personally, and then you start to kind of like think like it's your fault or whatever, but it's not. So she's always trying to clear you, okay? So she wants you to start looking at your life how you want it to be. She wants you to start writing it down. Start journaling. Start looking at your life as how you want it, how you want to see it, how you want it to play out. Now, it's never going to be your plan. It's always God divine. It's divine timing and planning. But you have to know what it is exactly that you want and how you want it to look. So start writing out the things that you want, relationship, job, career, the way you look, the way you act, where you live, all of it. You've got to also accept yourself for who you are. You tend to feel like you have these shortcomings and you really don't. You've gone through a lot of experiences in your life. Do you understand? And those experiences have made you who you are today. So every single thing that you ever been through in your life, including your childhood, you want to start seeing the blessings in all of it. What you learned, what you got out of it, who are you today because of it? What are the signs that you can see in other people because of the things that you've been through in your life? Do you understand? You got to understand how extraordinary you are, how intelligent you are at the same time. When you realize that, when you start to accept who you are, you're going to have a lot of freedom with yourself. Do you understand? You're not going to feel so bound up. You're not going to feel like you're not going anywhere or things aren't going the way they're supposed to. You're also kind of like the green man's bride. Do you understand? So there's a lot of sacrifices. There's a lot of commitments that you've had. There's a lot of things you've got. You are a deep relationship type person. You are somebody who also communicates very deeply. You're not that person who talks about the weather and you walk away. You're not a water fountain talker either. You are somebody who likes to have deep conversations. So you've got to start creating relationships with people that have deep conversations. You also have this inner queen inside of you that is dying to get out. Do you understand? And I think you're starting to feel compelled. You're starting to feel like you want to make some changes. You want to start doing things a little bit differently. And it's time to say yes, and those are the things to start doing. You also have to start clearing your throat chakra. So your grandmother, your guardian angel, she is trying to help you clear your throat chakra. You got to start saying what needs to be said. Because of the things that you've been through and the life that you have had, you tend to not really say what needs to be said. Do you understand? Because you never want to hurt somebody else's feelings. But it's definitely time for you to start saying what needs to be said. And you come from a place of love, and it's going to be okay. Your heart is also healing. So I don't know if somehow something didn't go the way you wanted it. I don't know if it's a work thing, a relationship. There's something that you're holding on to, but you're starting to heal from it. You're starting to break free from it. So it's time for you to continue to heal and start putting yourself out there. Again, start daydreaming. Start creating the things that you want in your life. Start seeing it. See it as you already have it. You put the emotion to it, and then you draw it in even faster. You also are an empath. You're very sensitive. You are somebody, and sensitive meaning emotional, yes, you're sensitive. But you're also sensitive because you're an empath. You are somebody who can feel other people's feelings. You can feel their emotions, already know what they're going through. There's fear coming up for you right now. So there's things that you're realizing that you didn't, you kind of knew, but you really didn't have somebody say to you, this is how you are. But you have to take these are your spiritual gifts. You have the upper hand of really finding the truth in a lot of different things. Allow the air to come through. Allow yourself to stand in the breeze of the wind. Start breathing in your air. It's God's air. Do not be afraid to breathe in air. Do you understand? Air is going to help you keep moving forward. You're going to start to have some revelations. You're going to start to have some epiphanies right now. In the next few days, things are going to start popping like popcorn. You're going to start thinking about a lot of different things. You're going to be like, holy cow. So things are opening up for you. There's no karma for you to clean up. Do you understand? You have karmic grace, which means you've lived your life as an extraordinary person. The things, the events that have occurred in your life, the experiences you've had to go through, you've cleaned up whatever karma you had to. So it is time for you to start loving yourself, enjoying yourself, and start saying yes to the wonderful things that you deserve in your life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Teresa, that is wonderful. Do you have any questions for me?
You nailed it. Okay. So I just wanted to see, I plan on moving to New Jersey after the New Year sometime. And once I would say probably by summer or fall, do you see me meeting someone that I will actually like?
Oh, you're so funny. You know what? This is why you have to accept yourself, because you have got to accept yourself fully. Because what it is we mirror people. Do you understand? If there's things that we don't like about ourselves, and then we draw that to us because we put emotion to that. So you're never going to be happy with the person really who's in front of you. As soon as you start to accept yourself wholeheartedly, start working on yourself, doing the self-development, the person who comes in front of you, you're just going to love and adore no matter what. And I promise you, it's an extraordinary experience. I had that experience. I'm in love with the man who I finally accepted myself for who I was, and he is an extraordinary human being. So this is something where when you finally accept everything about you, then you are able to accept everything about the other person who's supposed to be in your life and vice versa.
Nice. I like that. Okay.
All right. All right, sweetheart. You have a great evening. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So I should be. You're
on Just Be the Real Talk. Who may I say is calling?
I mean, you did get charged.
I'm sorry. Can you hold
there
on a
was
second?
A refund.
Hello.
From the seller.
Yes.
And
hello. Hi. Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. What is your name, please?
My name is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, my goodness. New York and New Jersey. You guys are like, I love it. All right,
yeah.
Katie, let me throw some cards out here for you. Let's see
Thank
what they have
so
to
much.
Say. Oh, you are so welcome. kind of like dinner time when I did this pop-up, so I think this is exciting. Let's see. Katie. Throwing out some cards still. Meld into your desire, your divine desire. So you are starting to discover the things that you absolutely love, and this is what you're here for. Do you understand? You've got this burning passion that's inside of you, and it's time for you to really start cultivating it and really start paying attention and making it work, because that's what you're here for. Do you understand?
Yes, I so want to. Yes, you're so right.
Whatever it is that you're going through that is keeping you from this, or it's making you go a little slow, you see the light at the end of the tunnel, which means you've had to learn some things, you've had to go through stuff, and so you are literally getting through this tunnel. It's like a dark tunnel, not bad, but it's just that it's almost like when you are going through something and you don't know what the end result is, so you keep plugging along. You're blindly moving forward, and you're doing a great job doing it. So you are getting to the end of the tunnel. It is starting to come together. So you just have to continue to have trust and faith that everything is literally working out for your highest good. Do you understand? Because it truly is. You also, let's see here. You've got a lot of things happening. So everything is coming together. Everything is coming together with yourself and your and what you're doing. Create the story of what it is that you want. Whatever this is for you that you're cultivating, you want to you're creating the story. Do you understand? When people ask you, how did you get here? You're creating your story. You are maturing it. You are creating what is going to be your brand. So you want to look at it as if this is all a part of the journey. It actually is all a part of the journey. Do you understand? So you want to start dreaming about it. You want to start seeing people asking you questions like, how did you get here? Why is it, what is it about this that you really wanted? And you are going to see that everything else is going to shift and change because you are the one who has the courage to move this forward. Do you understand? And it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a particular way. Whatever this is that you're doing, you're going to do it on your terms and on your time. And everything, I promise you, is going to work out. So you have this magic stream that's about you. There's this thing about you that you can really create whatever it is that you want. The thing is, you create things that you are half interested, but not really not. You're like dabbling your toe in a lot of different things. But this particular thing that you really do like, it is almost like a monster for you to take a big bite. And so it's a little overwhelming for you. You're not sure how exactly you want to do it. But I promise you, if you take smaller bites, you keep moving forward. It doesn't matter if you're going through the dark and you don't know what to do. The best thing for you to do is just to get started. The more you get started, the more everything's going to work out for you. You are somebody who is of empowered service. So when you're doing for others and you know this is helping others or helping humanity, it inflates your vibration even more so. And then you get really excited. You keep moving forward. Then you get stuck in the details of things, which then sets you back a little bit. So they want you to just think of being empowered. Do it how you're going to do it. Do the paperwork however it gets done, just as long as it gets done and you keep moving forward. They're letting you know that you're prayers are being answered. Do you understand? Everything about you is amazing. But sometimes these prayers, these answers are not in the best packages. Do you understand? Sometimes we have to deal with stuff that we're not necessarily excited about. And so there's a card right next to the answered prayers, which is called a predator, which means sometimes we have falling out. Sometimes we have people who are trying to take from us that is not theirs or ideas or whatever. So if relationships are falling off, you've got to let them go. Don't look at it as what's wrong with me, what did I do? You want to look at it as thank you, God, for letting them go. Thank you for finally letting me see who they are. And you've got to keep moving forward. Don't allow that to hold you back. Listen. Continue to listen to what's going on inside your head. Continue to listen to your angels' guides because they're trying to help you. You are also somebody who is very organized. And sometimes when you don't know what you're doing and you feel like there's chaos, you kind of are also set back a little bit. So you want to envision your brain as like a container store. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Visualize it as a container store. The things that you really can't do anything about, put it in a container and put it in the back of your head. When you're able to deal with it or something pops up when you can deal with it, then you pull it out and you just deal with whatever you have to deal with. But just start to see things differently. And the things that are most important for your divine journey, that's the stuff that you want to organize. So do things little by little. You don't have to do a great big deal. If you can only do one thing today, do that one thing. If you can only do one thing tomorrow, do that one thing. And before you know it, you're going to do more things, take more steps, and things are going to be a lot easier and more organized for you. It really is your time to shine. It is your time to do the things that you love. It is your time to do the things that you want to do. So this is it for you. Your sacral chakra. So this is right by your belly button. So you want to breathe in. Are you having like digestional problems or tummy aches or something
like
that? Okay.
Yeah.
So start eating better. Don't eat the stuff that you know that gives you a tummy ache. Drink a lot more water, like cleanse out your body, clear that out. Do you understand? Because you have a lot going on. When your chakra, sacral chakra is clogged, you know, it's, not as bright as it could be. It's because you got a lot of fear going on inside of you. You're afraid to take these steps. You're afraid to fail. And it doesn't matter. There is no real such thing as failing. What there is a such thing is falling and getting back up. But if you never go forward, you never start, you're going to be kicking yourself later. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's time for you to just take that first step. However you have to take it, you just take it. And however it works out, it works out. Does that make sense?
Wow. Amazing. Yes.
Yeah. So you have the spirit of the guru mother, which means you are a lot more powerful than you give yourself credit for. Oh my gosh, my hair is getting all messy. You have a lot, you have so much power. So you are holding this big sword and you are digging it into Mother Earth and you're saying, you're declaring, I am powerful, I am smart enough, I am enough to do what it is that I want to do. And it's time for you to stick that sword in and keep moving forward. You're emerging, you are changing, you are shifting, you are literally coming out of yourself. And you are emerging into the beautiful woman that you are meant to be. So you have a lot of discipline, but you have to learn how to play a little bit. You got to learn to have a little bit of fun. Do you understand? Sometimes you all work and there's no play. If you're not playing and it's all work, you're getting yourself bogged down. All you think about is what you should be doing, what you could be doing, what you should have done. There is no time for rest, and that's exactly what you need. You've got to realize that you have got to start clearing by having fun so that you can rethink. It's like when you're looking at a puzzle. It's a crossword puzzle or those word searches, and you've got one word left, and you've been through the entire puzzle, and you keep staring and staring and staring, and you can't find the word. As soon as you look away or you do something or you get distracted, you come back, and the word is right there in front of you. So that is what you got to start doing. You've got to start clearing yourself and having fun. Don't worry about your future. That's something that you worry about all the time. Things are going to shift and change. They're going to shift and change. They're not going to go with the plan. They're going to go against the plan. They will go with the plan. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to do a lot of, you know, moving and shaking, bouncing, rolling, whatever it is that you need to do, bouncing off the walls. That is life. Do you understand? So quit worrying about your future, because I'm telling you, even when you get older, in your 50s, 60s, 70s, we're all trying to figure out what we want to do when we grow up. Do you understand? Our life changes all the time. Even, you know, people who are in their 60s, they're reinventing themselves. People will change careers in their 60s. 70-year-olds, they will pick up a new hobby or pick up something new and start doing things differently. I promise you, everything shifts and changes, so don't worry about your future. Healing. Healing is very important as well. Whatever your shortcomings are, whatever it is that you beat yourself up about, you're going to start healing from, because you're going to start looking at it from a different perspective. You're going to start seeing it in a way that everything that you've ever been through has always been for your highest good, and you're going to start to see the lesson in it. You got to accept yourself, though, no matter what, all of it. You have to accept yourself. There is no shortcuts. There is no ways about it. Start doing some self-development. Start writing. Start looking in the mirror and just staring into your eyes and saying, I love you. Because the more you start loving who you are, the more you start saying how powerful you are and believing the power you're in, the more you are unrecognizable, indestructible. Do you understand? You will be unwavering. You will no longer just succumb to other people's ideas. You're going to stay true to your own thing and keep moving forward.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any questions?
I do. Yes, please. I want to get a work endeavor going, and I'm looking to work with either Cassandra or Liz. And I'm wondering if you see either one of them or both of them becoming a good partner in this.
Okay. Say the names one more time.
Cassandra or Liz.
Liz, yes. Cassandra, maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
It might be a high and a low. So with Cassandra, there's, you know, whatever this is that you want to do, this is your passion. She might be excited about it, but it may not be her thing as she dives into it. But Liz is on board. Liz would like to do it. Liz, there's definitely a yes for Liz. But Cassandra, she might dabble into it, but then it's not going to be her thing, I don't think. So you might have to let that one go or just allow her in and don't. If she chooses to shift gears, don't take it personally.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Because we're friends, yeah, so I don't want to ruin a friendship.
Don't let it ruin the relationship.
Yeah.
Don't let it ruin the relationship. So, again, like I said, it's always great, and this happens a lot with people, with friendships and business endeavors and that kind of thing. So it sounds great. It sounds like we could do this great thing and you have all these ideas and everything's getting together. But when it really comes down to it and people really start to dive in, they find that they're not inspired really by it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Even though
yeah.
you are. So she thinks it's a really great idea. I think she'll be there for a little bit, but don't be surprised if she's like, I can't do this. And if she does that, don't take it personal. If you don't take it personal, you will not lose your relationship. That's why self-development is so important for you, because here's the thing. Everyone's on their own journey. You're on your journey. She's on your journey. Her journey might be able to support you for a minute, and then she's like, okay, you got this. I got to tap out. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have to be like, oh, my gosh, thank you for the help, and keep moving forward.
Right.
Do you understand? So self-development is very important. Any kind of business, if you're doing anything new, really start diving into self-development. Really discover who you are, because we carry a lot of baggage with us, baggage we don't even know we're carrying. And then all of a sudden, when we're starting something new and the stresses are high and the excitement is there, all of our baggage starts to unpack itself. And then all of a sudden, we're like, what the heck is this? Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
So if that happens with Cassandra and she's like, I can't, I was excited, but I don't think I can do this anymore. You're going to have to say, thank you so much for participating. I just love it. And I'm good.
Right. Right.
And you have to really mean it, because I promise you, you two have a really good relationship. She is not somebody that you would ever want to really lose. Do you understand? But sometimes she is someone who, will, you know, go along with it, and she hasn't really figured her whole self out yet.
That sounds like her. You're totally correct. That sounds like her. She's like, I'm going here, I'm going there, and I never really see concrete. Yeah.
Exactly. So again, it's a great idea, but don't take it personal if she's like, I've got to tap out. This is not for me.
Right.
She hasn't discovered her power yet.
Yeah. The project with Liz, though, will go well. Like, she'll be on board, and it'll be successful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and she's in it with her heart. Her heart sees all these possibilities. So, two, again, with self-development, her heart's in it, which means she's going to have ideas as well. She's going to have a lot of energy for it. And so you two are going to have to learn how to compromise.
Okay. Compromise.
Because she's really excited about it. So you two are excited and you're ready to go. So you're going to have to learn how to compromise. It's going to be very important for you.
Okay.
Because this is like your baby. And yes. You're going to be like, sometimes I feel like she's taking it over. But she's not. She's just as much invested in it as you are.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you just have to learn how to work that energy.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
No, I look forward to traveling with my mom, perhaps next year. You think that's feasible
well? Oh, for sure. Yes. This drama is going to be tapering off soon, I promise you. It's going to taper off. You'll be able to travel next year. Here's the thing with the stupid COVID nonsense. Granted, it's out there, I get it. But you have got to see yourself going on this trip with your mom. You have to see yourself traveling, having fun, enjoying yourself. You've got to make that happen. The more emotion you put towards it, the better off you're going to be. If you feel and you keep teetering and letting fear take over, like you guys are not going to be able to go, then you're not going. Do you understand? That is not a solid foundation. So you've got to start shifting and changing the way you think about what it is that you truly want. And feel the emotion as if you already have it and you're already on vacation.
I love that.
Yes. And you will manifest that.
Yes. Wow. You are awesome.
Aw, thank you so much, Katie. All right, my little friend, I'm going to let you go. You have a great day. And thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate, love you, and bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye, girly.
Okay,
oh my gosh, you guys, this is absolutely amazing. I just love it. And even still, like, here it is, right? I'm going to do a collective reading for everybody because I know it's like 5:37, people are driving, people are not able to get connected. But if you guys want to call in and you're listening, you can reach me at 347-989-8086 for a little mini reading. Let's see here. Draw out some cards. I love it. I love doing this work. This just really inspires me. So I had my second knee replacement these last 6 weeks. I go back to work on Monday. And like I was saying earlier, it's just been an extraordinary experience to be able to heal and grow and move forward and deal with my own baggage that I deal with, which has been unbelievable because I did a lot of soul searching these last few weeks, which has been amazing. I've had things that have happened, experiences I wasn't expecting, but you know what? I hold space and I know everything is working out for my highest good. I know that it'll continue to work out for my highest good. And I just got to keep the fire burning deep down inside of me because I know everything is working out. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to hold space. Sometimes it's hard to allow people to move forward and do different things and figure it out before you can come together. And I'm telling you, this has been a challenge for me, but I am appreciating every single bit of it. I have to say, even when I have tears, that I appreciate it because when you cry and you have emotion, you are literally moving the emotion out of your body through the tears. You're literally detoxing. Oh, I like it. All right. So gentle gardener, which means you got to start taking care of yourself. So a lot of people are going through a lot of emotions as well. Regardless of what it is that I personally go through, people are going through a lot of stuff right now. And so you've got to be gentle with yourself. You've got to be able to move through your emotions. And if you have to cry, allow the tears to come out. Allow yourself to cry because you're moving out that emotion. Men and women both. Your eye is ever open, which means no matter what, You always know what's best for you. You always have an intuition. You always know which way to go. And you've got to start learning how to trust yourself and moving forward in the way you need to. The sacral chakra. So there's a lot of fear. A lot of people have fear. And again, this is why there's so many emotions, and the emotions are running high and people don't know what to do with themselves. So you really do have to be gentle. Don't dive into like all the ice cream or whatever. I finally got all the ice cream out of my house. Fortunately, it didn't go to the garbage, but I am not buying anymore. I got to be gentle with myself. People's emotions get crazy. And so you just need to breathe. You've got to let go of the fear. You got to let go of the things that are happening all around you, because this is not your circus. This is not your monkey. Even though this is happening to the collective, you also have to remember you're an individual and you have to take care of yourself individually. I love it. You know how I said this is not your circus? So one ring circus. You've got to pay attention to what's going on in your own space, your own home, your own life, and you've got to do work there. A lot of you are going through a crossroad right now. I'm at a crossroad. And so I am going within. I'm getting the answers from within. I am looking at where I'm being driven to, where I'm being guided to. Where is my passion? What makes me tick and what makes me my energy vibrate very high? That's the path that I'm going towards. So you've got to realize there are things happening. Now, you could be going at a snail's pace, and that's okay. Nobody needs to jump in and get going and doing stuff because, again, you've got to be gentle with yourself. So if you need to go at a snail's pace, you got to take a little step here, take a little step there. It's okay. Your life is a journey. It is not a race. It's a marathon. However long it takes you to get there, that's how you're going to get there. It's a journey. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate where you've come from. Celebrate where you're going. Celebrate all the wonderful things that you have done in your life. You've got to really start showing how amazing you are to yourself. Write down all your wins. Most people just keep track of all the crap in their life, all the losses that they've ever had. They never keep track of the wins. You getting up. You know what? I took a shower every day. Every day. When I have been on my leave having my knee replacement, I would be normally somebody, which I was the last time, where I didn't shower, I didn't get up, and I was just staying because I had a rough time with the first one. But this time, I promised myself I was going to do it different, and I did. I got up every day, I got dressed every day, I did my own stuff, cleaning, all that kind of stuff. So these are the things that allow you to keep moving forward. You got to celebrate it. And when I go back to work on Monday, I'm going to feel fantastic. So again, you'll be in peace and harmony when you really start to take care of yourself. You guys already know that there's value in what I'm saying, and you guys are already shifting and changing because I can already feel it. The energy around is collective, and it feels amazing. So whatever it is that you got out of this thus far is wonderful. You got to surrender. You got to let go of what you cannot change. And here's the thing. We can't change people. As much as we love them, as much as we want them, it's got to come on their time. I can't force an outcome. You can't force an outcome. So what we can do is we can hold space, we can surrender, and we can allow what is meant to be and let divine timing and divine planning take its course. And let me tell you, it's not easy. It's not for the faint at heart, but I promise you it's rewarding and you're going to find out a lot about yourself. Open up your crown chakra. Allow the messages to come down because we're all capable of doing it. Allow the intuition to come in. I promise you, you're going to be good. Any kind of teachings that you've gotten from your mother with nurturing, you've got to start doing that for yourself. Quit nurturing everybody, but you've got to nurture yourself. Again, you've got to be gentle to your garden. Your garden is you. So you've got to nurture, take care of, water it, feed it, give it light, get outside, breathe God's air. Do the things that you need to do for yourself. Archangel Michael is with us all the time. He's guarding us. He's watching us. He's letting us know that no matter what, we've got it. Hey, Dolly, how are you? Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. So you've got to start realizing that no matter what's going on, he's got your back. He's going to help you. He's going to guide you. He's going to keep you from danger. So again, if you're walking somewhere, you're going somewhere, or you feel uncomfortable, something's not right, then you have got to let that go. Do you understand? And you've got to go in a different direction. Don't put yourself in danger. Some of you are feeling stuck. Again, get outside. Breathe God's air. Get into the sun. Let the wind go through you. You've got to allow yourself to be out in nature. You've got to allow yourself to learn how to do something different, even if it takes a little tiny step. If you have to get into the shower and just scream and cry in the shower, do it. It's okay. But I promise you, you will unstick yourself. You've got to talk to somebody else. Talk to somebody. You want to, you know, write. There's all kinds of things that you could be doing to unstick yourself. Go for a walk in nature. Go to the park. Go to the lake. Go to the ocean, wherever you're at. You know, there's things that you can be doing. Don't stay in your space or stay away from people and feel sorry for yourself. Otherwise, you're going to keep yourself stuck. Open up your windows. Right now, I'm in Illinois, the Chicagoland area. It's warm outside. My windows are open, so I'm allowing the air in. I was out in the sun today. You know, the other day I was as well, just at the lake, enjoying myself. So these are things that you could be doing that is going to nurture you and, like, shift you and start thinking of that. Find a good inspirational book. Right now I'm reading the book Magic, The Magic, that my girlfriend Sonia Prado was like, hey, and I'm like, I have that book. And I'm reading this book right now. So I'm going to go through it and do all the gratitude and get myself moving forward and shifting and changing. And I'm not doing it because I'm stuck, but I'm doing it because self-development is so important. And self-development keeps you moving forward all the time. It's also your time to shine. So here's the thing. If you're feeling stuck, you're sticking yourself. Do you understand? It's your time to shine. So get out. Make the changes. Start doing the things that you've always wanted to do. Whatever your burning desire is, start to do it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the things that are coming forward. I promise you, it's going to be okay. Now, any commitments that you have, if you have a commitment or if you're overcommitted, that too can sometimes stick you. If you're a yes person and you're afraid to tell somebody no, then you're going to have to unstick yourself and you're going to have to say, hey, I apologize for saying yes. I would do this, but I can't do it. I can't do it. You're going to have to find somebody else. And then you just take no. You do not say, yes, I'll do it. No is the answer. I'm sorry. I cannot. I shouldn't have said yes, but I'm letting you know right now I am not unable to do it. And then you leave. Do you understand? Unstick yourself. If you feel like you're overcommitted, then let go of some of your commitments. If you feel like there's something that you really want to do and your body's like, yes, I'm on it, then do it. But if you have to think about something or if you have to take time, don't do it. Don't commit yourself. Do you understand? Just say no right out of the gate. It unburdens you. You don't have to worry about meeting the person or dodging the person for an answer. Do you understand? Who's looking for the answer? Change your directions. People are going in different directions as well. People are going, you know, learning new things, doing different things. Hey, Carrie, how are you? Absolutely, we are aligned. My friend. We must raise our vibration, shift that what our galactic family wants from us. They have everything under control. This is only a show. Love your readings, Rita. Aw, I love you too, Kari. You're amazing. I love you. I missed you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. So we're going to be going in different directions, right? Especially now, there's a lot of people who are, their jobs are shifting and changing. Why? Because more people are working from home than they are in the job. More people are staying home. Kids are home. There's a lot of things going on. We have a caller. I have to interrupt that. Hold on 1 second.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Just Rita Real Talk. Who may say is calling?
This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. Where are you calling from?
Naperville, Illinois.
Nice, Naperville. Do I know you, Jean?
Yes, you do.
That is hilarious. I love it. All right, let me put down some of these cards. The ones that I've already read, the ones that I haven't read yet, I will keep those out, and I'll shuffle these new ones. Let's see here. See what is in your stars. I feel some nervousness coming from you. Are you a little nervous?
Ah, yeah. It's been a day.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel your nervousness. I feel like you have things to say that you haven't really said. You got to start learning how to say things from a place of love so that you can get the stuff out. Otherwise, you're holding on to too much stuff that is not yours. They're not your burdens to carry. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes it's really hard to say what needs to be said, but I promise you, when you start to say it, you're already starting to relax. Once you say it and once you give yourself the permission to stand for yourself, I promise you things are going to shift and change as well. All right, so you got a lot of blessings that are going on around you, but you get yourself crazy, so you're not necessarily always seeing the blessings as they are. Sometimes these answered prayers don't come in the packages that you like, but they are blessings nonetheless. You're also at a crossroads. So you're going to be making some sort of a decision, or you have an idea of you want to shift and change things up. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so you keep pushing it way to the back because you're afraid to make that move. Because I'm telling you, that card fell on the floor face up, which means you push it all the way back as far as you can, and then it shows itself every now and again. But here's the thing. You are torturing yourself if you don't make the decision. Do you understand? And when you make the decision, it's going to be fine. Your eyes are open. You know exactly what you need to do. Everything's going to be okay. It's just time for you to do it. Pay attention to your dreams as well. Your dreams are also guiding you, and that's why you're being poked and prodded. You are divinely being guided to what this is, whatever this is. You've also got to do it with a light heart. You got to be playful with it. You got to be silly with it. And honestly, you've got to role play. So if you need to let go of a job, or you want to let go of something, or you want to shift and change or make a change in the company, you got to role play. You got to be silly about it. You got to get the butterflies out and the nervousness so that you, when you need to say what needs to be said at the time, you are going to be confident and the words are going to flow right out of your mouth. There's also a lot of magic around you, which means this is going to be a really good opportunity for you. You just have got to make a decision. Your problem is you're not making the decision, and that is what is holding you back. As soon as you make this decision, you're going to have this sense of release. You're going to be able to breathe. You're going to be able to feel better. You're not going to feel so bogged down and sick and nauseous, because this whole thing is really upsetting your whole system inside. And you're not sick with anything other than you're not making a decision, and you're being forced to. You're being divinely forced to make a decision. Once you make that decision, there's going to be a lot of celebrating. Things are going to be exciting for you. It's all going to work out. You are spiritually growing. So, again, you know what they're trying to tell you. You know what they're saying, but you are just at this moment, you're like frozen in time. But as soon as you make that decision, you're going to have all kinds of new beginnings. Wonderful things are going to be happening for you. Do you understand? You also are very smart. You don't need to be smart when shit's hitting the fan. You are smart all the time. So don't wait for like some chaotic bullshit to happen for you to say, I'm out of here, and you walk away, because that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're waiting for some shit to happen so that you can say, I've had enough, and you're going to walk out, and you're not going to have any guilt whatsoever. Is that true? Yeah.
Yep.
Don't do it that way, because that's not going to be the way for you. You have got to realize you got this. You're very smart. You're very intelligent. Just do what you need to do. Again, you got miracles all around. This is one of your big things. You are taking power over yourself. There's nobody who has control over you. And here's the thing. As we're adults, that's one of the hardest things for us to realize, is that we are the ones now in control. We have to make our decisions, and we have to move forward. And I promise you, when you make this decision, it will be a good decision. So surrender, release it, make the decision, move forward, quit holding on to it. You're going to be touching people from all over. Do you understand? When you do this and you make this decision, you're going to give somebody else courage, who's going to give somebody else courage, who's going to give somebody else courage. This is a big thing for you, and you are touching many lives. Again, your prayers are being answered. You just have to trust and know that everything is going the way it's supposed to. You're also being supported from the other side. Do you have a romance? Do you have a romantic partner?
Maybe.
Maybe. Yes,
it's
you
iffy.
Do. So
it's,
this
it's,
person
it's,
has come through as well. So, again, you got a lot of things happening, a lot of changes happening. So, again, this is time for you to start making changes. This is time for you to start encompassing who you are and saying yes to the opportunities. Do you understand? It's time.
Okay.
It's time. Rip the Band-Aid off, quit suffering, and say yes.
This relationship part look like it's something I should move forward in?
Yes. What did I just say? Rip the Band-Aid off and say yes. Enjoy it. You're going to have fun.
Okay.
I promise you. This is not a heavy relationship. This is going to be something that you're going to really enjoy participating in. It's going to be really good for you. So, yes, it's a relationship you should be in. And you're being supported by spirit. You're being supported by the other side. They brought this gentleman to you. Do you understand?
Okay, yes.
So it's time.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You are welcome. Oh, my gosh, Jean, you have an amazing day. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. So we only have a few more minutes. 5 minutes, actually. So back to the reading originally. That was a really good reading. I loved it. Okay, so here's the other thing. It's safe to be seen. So again, everybody, you know, who is terrified with this coronavirus, it is okay to be seen. It is okay for you to be outside breathing God's air. If you're outside and there's nobody around you, don't put on your mask. I mean, as soon as I get out of a store, even right before I get out of the store, I'm taking off my mask, breathing God's air. I have not been sick at all this whole entire time. I've worked, I've traveled, I've done all kinds of things. So it's okay for us to be seen. It's okay for us to allow people to see us, see our face, hear our voice. Breathing God's air. It's so important because people are really getting fed up with it. Friendships are falling off. Friendships are changing. Oh, Jean, you're hilarious. I just love you. You're so funny. Friendships are falling off. It's okay. Let them go. I promise you, if the friendships are supposed to be back, then they will be. But there's sometimes that things need to be shaken up. People have to go their own separate ways. Again, we're all on our own journey. You'll have a lot of freedom in that as well, because we're also a lot of people pleasers who are going to be seeing this right now. So when you start to let people go, you let people live their own life and do their own thing, you're going to have a lot of freedom in that, because you're going to start to be doing the things that you really want to do and the things that you love the most. Be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with your friends. Be patient with your family. Again, this is a very stressful time right now. I am encouraging you not to react to anything. You want to powerfully respond. Respond, respond, respond. Think before you speak. Think before you text. Think before you write. Do all of those things. Hey, Dee Dee, you want to take time to breathe in and respond. So definitely be patient no matter what. Your children, everybody. Patience is a virtue, that's for sure. Dragon's pet, again, communication. So this is really important. You have got to, 90 seconds. You really have to be patient and be very mindful of the words, your communication. And that also means your communication to the universe. Quit saying you can't afford it, you don't have enough money, we can't do this because we haven't had that, or blah, blah, blah. You will make everything work the way you need to. You always have enough. You've always had enough. When you put emotion to the negative thinking and the poverty thinking and you then will create that in your world. And that's the thing that you need to stop. Okay, so a sad embrace. There's people are sad right now. There's things going on with people that, you know, they're not happy about or they're upset about. Again, think before you speak. Be patient with these people. These people are struggling. They're suffering. They're having temper tantrums. Just be patient with it all. The dark moon. So again, we're coming into a new moon. We had a full moon. Pay attention. Allow the darkness to come in. Go within and rest. Keep the answers inside yourself, because that's what you need to do. You are of the stardust, so pay attention to the sky, take in that energy. Be clear in what you're saying, and you will always prevail, my friend. I love you. Thank you so much for the amazing night, the amazing show. I hope you have a great day. Love you.